Well, hello, everyone. I'm Brian, and today is Friday, June 24th, 2022. And this is episode 134 of the Lots Project podcast, and it's titled, Can't We Just Be Kind? It's going to be a quick one today. I got three after-hours calls in the last hour, so I am burning and trying to get out of here. I got to go get shit done, and yeah, it's just been a shit show of a morning, so I thought I would sign on and chat for a minute, and then I got to get out of here, so it's not going to be a normal show this morning. But anyway, I'm going to talk about a little bit of a sign we saw when we went out to dinner last night, sitting on the table. Some real shitty drivers that we had to deal with on our drive to go get a new camp stove. And I don't even know if I'll get to the weekend plans, but I'm sure my phone's going to ring here again within the next 5-10 minutes. So let's burn through this real quick, and I got to get on my way. But Telegram is over there streaming for a few minutes while I'm still on. And Comfrey sale. Comfrey is on sale. Business in a Box and a box of Comfrey for sale. Last go around on our Comfrey. And set the lotsproject.com/shop. You can check that out and pick one of those up and get yourself started in a new side hustle with selling Comfrey root cuttings, crown cuttings, salves, all sorts of stuff, juiced up compost. The list goes on and on. Let's see, what else do I have? Item of the week, JB Weld, Clear Weld. Down in the show notes, I've talked about it all week. You can go check out the review video that I have on YouTube. The link is also in the show notes. All right, let's talk about the sign I saw at dinner last night. So last night, Corey and I went up to Brainerd to grab a new camp stove. We're switching up what kind of camp stove we use for outside. We went with a Coleman. Now we had a Blackstone, and it was just too big and bulky. We didn't really like it, so we're going to end up getting rid of it and went back to the old school two-burner propane camp stove by Coleman, and then picked up a 1 pound to 20 pound converter, converter, I guess, would be fittings, hose, whatever, to use the 20 pound tank instead of the small tanks, and just have a little outside kitchen. Blackstones for another day. We'll talk about that another day. But on the way back, we decided we'd stop and get some dinner. It was a long night. We had, by the time we got home, it was going to be a little late to start cooking up dinner. So we stopped into a restaurant that's been there for a long, long time, and is very like a landmark, but has recently changed owners. So we stopped in. It was the first time we stopped in. We never stopped in when it was the tourist trap, but with the new owner, we stopped in. We wanted to see how it was going to be, and we sat down, and meal was fine. Everything was great. Server was great, but when we were sitting there, I looked over, and there was a sign on the table, and it said, the world is short-staffed. Please be kind to those that showed up. And I thought about it for a minute, and I was like, wow, they're just asking us to accept mediocrity. And because you can't keep your restaurant staffed, you're going to expect your customers to suffer and experience less than good customer service. And that was my initial thought, my snap judgment. And I was thinking about it a little later, and I was, just kind of stuck in my head. And I realized that, why the hell aren't we just being kind to people anyway? Why, if you're an observant person and you sit down and you see somebody's running around like crazy and having a tough time and struggling, why can't you just be nice to them to begin with? Like, why do I need a sign on my table to be a decent human being and treat somebody else with a little respect and kindness? So I don't know. Is that just a sign of society today? Are people just assholes anymore? And just so into themselves and self-absorbed that they don't realize what's going on around them. I don't know. I just saw the sign, and it kind of struck me. And the first reaction I had was, whatever. It is what it is. Everything's short. Everybody's there's job help wanted signs in every business across the country right now. I think if you don't have a job, you don't want to work, because I can tell you a dozen gas stations that have signs in the window that will hire you tomorrow, that have open interviews almost every day of the week, that will hire you on the spot. So I guess you just don't want to work, or somebody's paying the bills for you or something. But anyway, with everybody short staffed out there, be nice to people. Be nice to people. It makes a better world. And maybe if we stop fighting all the time, things would get better. I don't know. Little kumbaya this morning, I guess. And then we'll just take that into the drivers we had to deal with. I'm going to put together the dash cam video. Didn't really do it justice, but we had three run-ins on our drive yesterday. The first one was the fire truck, right? Yeah. So we were heading into town, and we were on a two lane. It was kind of like, I don't want to say city roads, but heading into the city, stoplights, two lanes on both sides of the median. We're cruising along. It's 35 mile an hour zone. We drive the speed limit, so we're in that 35 mile an hour, and we hear a siren. That's pretty decent traffic, and siren coming up behind us. So we do the appropriate thing and pull to the right hand side. And there wasn't a shoulder. It was a very small shoulder, but you know, this it's pretty narrow shoulders in the city street. And we pull over to the right, and everybody in front of us pulls over to the right, and they're letting everybody in from the left lane. So what we found out was a fire truck was coming, could get by in the left lane. And so all of a sudden we look to our left, and there's a minivan just stopped in the middle of the road. So what do you do when a emergency vehicle's coming up behind you with lights and sirens? You just stop in their way. We were just blown away. She didn't move. She didn't know what to do. Basically, the guy next to her scooted up far enough that the fire truck could get through. And then he went up to the light, and oh man, intersections are just a disaster. And it was decent. The traffic wasn't bumper to bumper by any means, but it was backed up at the light because the light had changed with the siren and the auto flasher and everything. And he got to the intersection, and it was just a shit show. And but to watch it live and then watch it back on the watch it live, it was just frustrating as hell, because what was she thinking? Like, here, let me just stop in your way and you'll be able to get around me. I mean, what do people just panic and not know what to do in that situation? I'm not sure. But we watched that and watched it back, and it wasn't that one was pretty bad when you watched it on the camera too, just because, man, these guys, I don't know. I definitely respect those guys that drive those fire trucks in traffic and ambulances and things like that through traffic, because people just do not know what to do. And it's scary that people have driver's license. We experienced it on our trip to Tennessee when we got hit in a parking lot, and then this lady in this minivan, oh man, I just wanted to I wanted to lose my shit. So anyway, we ended up going on to our location, and then ate on our way to dinner. So on our way home from the restaurant, we had a semi pull out in front of us, had five or six rail car wheels. So like the axle and the two wheels. So I assume these are pretty heavy things. We were going along, and there's it was 55, I think it was 55 mile an hour, 60 mile an hour, two lane road. He had to get out, and he just went for it. And we had to get on the brakes pretty good. He did eventually speed up, but yeah, man, he had such a heavy load. I don't know if he didn't realize how heavy his load was, or if he just didn't give a shit and he was going to go, because like, what am I going to do to him? But Corey looked in the rear view, and there was one car behind us and then nothing. So if he literally had waited 30, 40 seconds, he would have had all the room in the world that he needed to get out. So yeah, there was that. And I made a comment that, he's not going to be able to stop his slow. He's not going to be able to slow down very fast. He's going to probably be rolling. He's going to have to, it's going to take him a while to slow down with all that weight. And sure enough, we drive along for another 15, 20 minutes, 10 minutes. I don't know. It wasn't that far. 10 minutes, I think. And all of a sudden he's just standing on the brakes. He's standing on the brakes and kind of has to jut over onto the shoulder because somebody stopped to turn off this road. And he was just up on their ass and he couldn't slow down. And yeah, there was no accident, but I was like, holy crap. Holy crap. I thought he was going to just blast into her. But yeah, I just kind of saw the writing on the wall when he just pulled out in front of us and then took off. It was obvious that he did not know how heavy his load was and how slow he was going to be accelerating and or decelerating. So yeah, that was interesting. And then the third interaction we had, this is a common spot for this bullshit to happen. But so we have it'll be a left-hand turn off the highway. So it's two-lane highway, traffic, oncoming traffic both ways. So there's a left-hand turn and then a right-hand turn. And usually there's a bypass lane. If there's no right-hand turn, there's usually a bypass lane. So you can pass the person on the right. This particular turn it's actually a four-way corner, but no light, no traffic control. So basically the people on the outsides are kind of, yeah, they're at stop signs. Well, when you want to take a left there, there's big signs everywhere that say no bypass lane, turn right, turn only lane, do not pass on the right. I mean, all the signage you could possibly have, and people just fly down this road. Hey, somebody decided they had to take a left there, and everybody, well, two people, the person behind him saw what the sign said, but they were going too fast to stop, so they slammed on their brakes and went onto the shoulder into the turn lane, the right turn lane. The person behind them thought they were going to just scoot around on the shoulder around them, because that's what everybody in Minnesota does. They pass on the right when somebody's, instead of just waiting a second for the guy to turn, they have to pass on the right so they can get where they're going super fast. And so they went to pass on the right, and this guy had stopped because he knew the law and read the signs. And this guy almost smoked into him. And then a third person had to slam on their brakes and get off the shoulder because three people in a row behind this guy weren't paying attention enough or were following too close to stop in time. And they had to jut off onto the shoulder. And I was just like, man, I really hope we get home safe. It was a crazy night on the road. I mean, that's like, that's a 45 minutes up and 45 minutes back. So it was an hour and a half round trip, and we ran into all that bullshit. Yeah, so crazy drivers were out last night. I don't know if it was a function of the drivers or the night or what was going on, but it was rough. Weekend plans. What do we got coming up this weekend? I got string trimming to do. Hopefully I'm all sealed up on my gas tank with my JB clear weld. I know it held on the one, but I had to fix another crack, and I hope there aren't any that I can't see, like on the backside of the tank or something. Yeah, we'll find out. I didn't really see any others when I test fired it after I fixed the first crack, so I hopefully can avoid my phone ringing this weekend. That is the first thing, because as of this morning, it's just started to ring off the hook, and that's never a good sign. We had thunderstorms last night. I have a feeling that both of these sites have issues to do with that. What else do we have to do? Cleaning the house, getting all our stuff that we're taking with us. It's really pared down. We did a number on it last weekend when we got back from Tennessee. Worked on it a little bit more this week. So that should be close to wrapping up, and then finalizing plans to get the house on the market and get rid of it and get on the road and get done with this place. So, that's going to be the weekend. Guys, I think I got to wrap it up. I got this, a bunch of phone calls and a bunch of stuff that I have to make and get on the road and get moving. So, I think I'm going to hit up the question of the day today over at the Lots Project chat on Telegram. That's t.me/lotschat. That's t.me/lotschat. What do you got planned for this weekend? What do you have planned? What do you think you're going to get done? Throw it out there. So if you need a little bit of accountability, we can grab you on Monday and ask if you got it done. Or maybe you just don't have any plans. Maybe you're having some fun. Next weekend, it's 4th of July. So I don't know. Maybe people are relaxing this weekend or getting the lawn mowed so they don't have to do it on the holiday weekend. I don't know. excuse me. Oh, I'm going to avoid trying to get this cold that that's been passing around lately. So let's see. That was the question of the day. Fountain.fm. If you're not using Fountain, I mention it every day. It's on the screen in front of you if you're watching the video. But check it out. And if you do, if you could use my referral code in the show notes and click on that and then claim that code over at Fountain, that helps me out. But also, I wanted to let you know that Fountain is streaming Satoshis to people for just listening to content. So if you go over, you download the app, you automatically get a wallet. You start listening to podcasts and they're automatically going to dump Satoshis in your wallet. I haven't gotten into the fine details of it, but I did sign mine up for the promotion. I know Brian Norton with Scrambling University signed his up for the promotion. So you listen to either of ours and it will, it should stream you some sats just because you're listening. So that is great. Get familiar with Lightning. If you don't want to use Lightning, just use Fountain. Support those guys. They're really cool. I like what they're doing and all the support they could get would be great. So check out fountain.fm and maybe switch that over to your standard podcast player. That would be awesome. Let's see everything else. Standard guys. Sorry, the show was a little short this morning. Sorry, it's a little out of whack. It's just been a crazy morning. The phone rang about 2 minutes after I got up to take a shower. So at least I didn't get woke up overnight. But yeah, it's been crazy and it's going to be a long day from the looks of it. So I have to get going. I have to get started and I appreciate you hanging out this morning, but I got to cut it short. Hey, you can find me. I'm going to try to put out a little bit more content this weekend, get some TikToks out, get some more YouTube videos out, maybe do a live stream here or there. I'm not sure. It will all depend on how the weekend's flowing. But if I don't see you this weekend, I will be sure to be back on Monday morning. Hopefully it is. Monday morning is my last bit of call. So I could be out on the road, but we will see. Hopefully I am here on Monday. You can find me at thelotsproject.com, Float, Twitch, Telegram, YouTube, Odyssey, Rumble, Gab, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and fountain.fm or any other podcast 2.0 value for value exchange. Hey, Freedom Media Corp. I just kind of got done. I gotta hit the road. I have an after hours call I gotta get to, so I'm wrapping it up, but I appreciate you stopping in. Sorry you didn't get to watch a little longer, but you can rewind and check out the whole episode. It's been a crazy morning, guys. I will catch up with you again on Monday.